The Guardian.
This is Oliver Berkman for Guardian.co.uk, and I'm here on a rooftop in the East Village of New York with the actors Jamie Hector and Felicia Pearson. I don't think I'd want to be alone on a rooftop with the characters they played until recently in the HBO series The Wire, that's been so critically acclaimed. That's Marlo Stanfield, the terrifyingly calm and unflappable drug kingpin of Baltimore, and Snoop Pearson, one of his most terrifying soldiers. I think Stephen King said the character you play is the most terrifying female villain that's ever been portrayed on screen.
Yeah.
That's quite an accolade.
Yeah, that's
but I'm very pleased to be here with the actors who play those characters. So let me just start by asking, it must be kind of weird to have to talk about The Wire all the time now, because it's history for you, right? It's you're done with it.
Yeah, working on something else, you know. That door closed, another door open.
Yeah, you know what I mean, I gotta be honest. Being around Snoop, the rest of the team on the set, being around Ms. Debbie, David Simon, Ed Burns, and at the end, same time, having a chance to just work with some amazing writing, you know? I definitely miss it. I love it, because it's a moment in time that you just want to keep in your heart.
I know you've both spoken in different contexts about this idea of wanting to give back, having a sense of responsibility from the profile that you have in your different ways and coming from your different backgrounds. I read about a non-profit, I think, some stuff that you have been doing or you're doing now. Can you
Moving Mountains.
Tell me a bit about that?
So, it's Moving Mountains, and basically we got this organization. It's in Baltimore and it's in New York. And it started off because I was in a theater company when I was younger. So now we basically just give the kids opportunities to be a part of a theater company. And the crazy part about it is, in New York, we were going to start off the branch. Basically, we write original plays and have the kids come and perform their original plays while teaching them life skills. And Felicia had a branch in Baltimore, and her kids already have the play etched out already. In other words, hers is ready to go.
Right.
And I'm still in the motion of getting mine together and getting it ready to go. And then basically, you know, we just have fun with the kids, because, I mean, the responsibility that we have as the actors that we are, I'm sure Snoop has it also. Man, a lot of people see me on the streets and they say, I want to be you, Marlo.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You want to, you know,
sometimes sometimes they get confused about the acting and real life, you know. And I know Marlo got telling like, no, that's acting. I tell him all the time, it's acting, man. Exactly. I just tell him, you can't scrub a toilet without your GED now, your education period. So, you know, it's a lot harder from back in the day, from on the corners or whatever they used to do. I just tell them like, that's acting what we was doing. You know, that's just performance for, you know, TV, you know? So some kids listen and some kids don't. It's just crazy, man. Trouble just always find you. You know, you can try to stay away from it so far, but it'll find you, man, it'll find you.
And this awful thing about the mother of your friend being killed by
an
arrow, which is just like, that doesn't even belong in the world of guns and drugs, right?
Exactly.
A bow and arrow. What was that?
I mean, I was young, so, you know, what they said, it wasn't meant for her. So, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know. They said it wasn't meant for her. But that was just crazy, man, because that was like, I think that was the first time I ever seen like a fetus, you know, on top of, you know, their mother, like in a casket, you know.
In the funeral home.
Right. Exactly.
And she was pregnant and they pushed the baby out?
Yeah, they pushed the baby out. The baby was raped, I think she was 7 months or something like that.
Wow.
She was, like, Ray had a baby, whatever. 7, 8 months, Ray had a baby. I mean, she got, you know what I mean? One arrow hit her stomach. I think it hit her stomach or her back, one of them.
You know, it's funny because growing up, like, I can bet you, if you ask Felicia right now, though she went through all of those and she was growing up, she still didn't feel unloved. I bet you she still felt loved growing up in the circumstances, in the surroundings, and like bone arrow, knocking on the door, gunshot. It was still love, you know? So you can't really, it's like people that tell you that you live in a struggle. You understand?
Yeah,
but when you're a kid and you're having fun and your grandmother loves you or your mother loves you, Make sure there's food on the table every day. That's what you need. I mean,
that's when you grow up. Right, right.
Yeah. It's when you become of age, and then people start, and then you start seeing somebody drive down a block in a Maybach or a Maserati, and you're like, I want that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then it's like, yeah, but you can't have it unless you go get it.
Exactly.
And then the game changes.
This morning's train journey, did you get through that without people coming up to you?
Yeah, I put my hood on, man. That's why I fell asleep.
Right.
I put my hood on, but as soon as I woke up and started looking around, like, man, because the train had stopped.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, did I miss my stop, man? Oh, my God. But, you know, as soon as I took my hood off, you know.
Crazy.
They was like, oh, my God, that's Snoop. And I said, how you doing? How you doing? Mm-hmm. But I had to do my hurry up, fast walk. But where did I get off of the, you know, hold up, wait a minute, I'm coming right back. I'm going right here. You know, I got to do my fast talk.
But you were saying earlier that people who recognize you in the street, they show you love. They're not scared because Marlo is a scary guy.
Nah.
Right.
I got blind people, you know, that'll hear my voice, and this happened to me in Atlanta at a book signing. I come out the book signing, and you know, it was a blind person who standing on the corner with their somebody that they walk with.
Yeah.
And I was talking, you know, and he was like, that's Snoop. And I was like, yes, sir, how you doing? He was like, man, I could tell your voice from anywhere, man. Oh, man, I love you. Give me a hug. You know, it felt good.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.